Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio will have another day in court despite being pardoned by President Trump late last week. Judge Susan Bolton has set a date for oral arguments on October 4th, although we're likely to see some briefings before that. With me to explain what's going on is reporter and New America fellow Jude Joffe Block. And Jude, Arpaio will be back in court in a little more than a month. What is he asking for, and what is this hearing all about?
Well, so shortly after the president issued his pardon for Arpaio, Arpaio's lawyers issued a motion asking the judge to vacate the conviction against Arpaio, to cancel sentencing, and to dismiss the case with prejudice, which means permanently dismiss the case. And this is a really, I'm talking to legal experts, and a lot of them say, even people who study pardons and study presidential clemency are telling me, this is kind of new ground. So I talked to Mark Osler. He's a professor at University of St. Thomas Law School in Minnesota. And you know, he studies pardons there, but yet he says, you know, usually the process is so different. People have served some time. They go through this official process. It's usually very years later after the conviction. And usually they just want their civil rights restored, and they're not looking to get the case cleared. And so this seems to be pretty unusual.
Do we have any idea why the sheriff is asking for this?
Well, you know, I think the sheriff has maintained that he is 100% not guilty, that he feels like this was a political witch hunt by the Obama administration against him, and that I think he wants to have this whole case not only pardoned, but go away completely. And what's interesting from a legal perspective, I mean, his lawyers did cite some case law where it seems like some people in the past have been pardoned and have had their cases vacated according to the way they represented it in their motions. I haven't gone back and read those cases. So there does seem to be some precedent out there potentially. What I'm hearing is that without a sentencing, there hasn't been a final judgment of conviction. So the judge did find him guilty, but there was no final judgment of conviction, which means that there's no conviction on the books to actually vacate. And what there is a finding of guilt. And some legal experts are saying you can't rewrite history and say that that guilty verdict never happened. And that's really the question here.
Jude, it seems like, depending on what happens, this could put DOJ prosecutors in kind of an awkward position. Can you walk us through sort of this like yo-yo that some of them might be on?
Well, right. Well, so what's happened is that Judge Susan Bolton has set oral argument for October to discuss this issue of whether to vacate the conviction. And she's saying, I need to hear from the Department of Justice before I make my decision about this. And, you know, keep in mind, these are career line prosecutors whose job it is to go after public corruption specifically. They're public integrity section lawyers. They took on this case, and they, a month ago, were arguing that Arpaio should be convicted and won at the end of July. And now their boss has pardoned the defendant. And so, you know, their unit is supposed to be insulated from political pressure. My guess is, though, that they are feeling some political pressure potentially. When it comes to vacating the case, you know, they might come out and say, no, we won this case. There's no grounds for this to be vacated. But that would be potentially be seen as pushing against the president. So we don't quite know what they'll say. They might also come out and say that they take no position. That would allow Susan Bolton, the judge, to make her ruling, you know, without hearing from them specifically. And it would mean that the Department of Justice would not be appealing her finding.
That's reporter Jude Joffe Block. Jude, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.